Matome coming out on the floor. They will have the ball to start this second half. They'll be moving right to left for these last two quarters, and they'll be going with their original starting five. And looks like Valonia will be as well. Annie Norcross will be turning the inbound pass on the near sideline. She gets into Kate Gilbert. We're back underway. Gilbert into the front court. Looks like Valonia's in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes to Yates at the free throw line. Back to Gilbert. Over to Norcross on the left side. She's going to try for the three. No good. And the long rebound comes to Prater. Back comes Valonia. Prater into the front court. Gives it to Patterson, who will set the offense. Patterson's going to pull up for the three up at the top. No one goes out there on her. No good. And Yates gets the rebound. And back on the Lady Bombers. Gilbert across the timeline. Gives it to Yates at the free throw line. Met by a triple team, actually. Now she gets out of it, and a foul's going to be called on Valonia as we are 34 seconds into the second half. Randy Rodman picks up her third personal foul. That's the first team foul against the Lady Eagles here in the second half. Kenzie Floyd and Lainey Mears checking out of the game for Valonia. Lainey White checks in. And it looks like so does Madeline Tipton. Kate Gilbert inbounds the ball for Mountain Home. Gets into Yates in the lane. Her layup, no good. And may have drawn a little contact. No call. Valonia gets the rebound. Back come the Lady Eagles. Here is Prater. Throws it in the left corner to Tipton. Up top to White. She's going to try for the three. And it goes in. Lainey White with 8 points on the night. 32-21. It's a double-digit lead once again for Valonia with 7:08 left in the third quarter. Yates across the timeline. Picks up her dribble. Now throws it to Gilbert. Back over to Yates into the free throw line. Yates gives it to Waymeyer in the right corner. Has the ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Well, actually, I thought it was about to go out of bounds, but Waymeyer gets it. Gives it to Yates in the lane. Her layup no good, but draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 6:47 left in the third quarter. Brandi Rodman has picked up her fourth foul. And that is the second team foul against the Lady Eagles here in the second half. So Ashton Yates back to the free throw line, where so far she is 2-3 with 8 points. Gates' first free throw is up. No good. Cameron Mullen checking in for Mountain Home. We're replacing in the Wilbur. And Rotman's going to sit down with her third foul, with her fourth foul, as she is replaced by Ashlyn Cash. And for also for Valonia, Kenzie Floyd will check in as Madeline Tipton will head back to the bench. Yates' second free throw is up. Good. She gets one of two. She now has nine. 32-22, Valonia up. Patterson walks on to the front court with 6:40 left in the third. Patterson throws over to Prater on the left side. Now she'll drill up to the top, gives it there to Floyd. Floyd will throw it over to White on the left side. White was going to drill down into the lane. Finds Cash. Now kicks out to Floyd on the left side. Her three-pointer is up. No good. Offensive rebound for White. And she's going to be fouled before any layup attempt. That is going to be Lauren Waymeyer's fourth personal foul. Nope, sorry, third personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. 6:20 left in the third quarter. 10-point Valonia lead. White inbounds it to Floyd on the right side. Back to White in the corner. Now back to Floyd on the wing. Floyd drills now into the lanes, going in for the layup. It will not go. Rebound is knocked around and controlled by Floyd. Valonia will set back up. Floyd will kick it to Prater. Prater's going into the lane. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Claire Grace Prater with 6 points on the night. 34-22, Valonia up. 5:56 left in the third quarter. Gilbert throws it to Yates at the top. Yates will pick her drill, throws it over to Mullen on the right side. Down to Waymeyer in the corner. Tries to throw it to Yates. Ball is knocked around, and Mullen's able to secure it. She drills down to lane, throws it back to Waymeyer on the low block. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Warren Waymeyer will go to the line to try to convert the three-point play with 5:40 left to play in the third quarter. That foul's on Lainey White, her third personal foul. 13 foul against the Lady Eagles here in the second half. So Waymeyer back at the free throw line, where she is 2-2 with 6 points so far. Lainey Mears is going to check back in for the Lady Eagles, replacing Lainey White. So Waymeyer to try to shoot the free throw and try to make it a single-digit margin once again. Free throw for Waymeyer is up and in. She now has seven. 34-25, Lady Eagles up, 5:40 left in the third quarter. Patterson will walk the ball into the front court. Caps on with a man-to-man. Over to Floyd on the right side. To Prater up top. Down to Mears in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and she gets it. Laney Mears with her first field goal of the night. She has 5 points, 37-25 our score, and Mount Tom's going to call another timeout. We'll break with 5:17 left to play in the third quarter. It is Vilonia up 37-25 on Mountain Home. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even... That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, Bomber fans. It's Sally Gilbert from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout-out to all our student athletes. From the mat to the field, the court to the course, you work hard and play hard, both in the blue and gold uniform and out. We admire your dedication and perseverance. No doubt, these two strengths will carry you through your year and throughout life. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game and achieve your goals. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
With 5:16, let's play in the third quarter. They just have one left now as they trail the Vilonia 37-25. Cameron Mull inbound the ball on the near sideline for the Lady Bombers. Gets into Kay Jackson. We're back. Oh, she stepped on the line, on the half-court line. That's a backcourt violation. And that is Mount Holmes' 13th turnover of the night. Comes with 5:15, let's play in the third quarter. Patterson takes inbound pass, throws it to Cash. Now up top to Floyd. Her pass to Prater is knocked away and stolen. Mullen comes up with the steal after Gilbert gets the knock away. Now Mullen has the ball knocked away from her. As Patterson comes up with the steal, she goes back the other way. Further left, she can't get it to go. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound. I'm sure they call that on. They're going to call that on Mountain Home, I believe. Cameron Mullen picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. Emma Wilburn and Annie Norcross checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Kay Jackson and Cameron Mullen. So Mears will inbound it to Cash, now up top to Floyd, down to Prater on the low block. She looks up, put the layup up, and bounces around and falls in. Third, Grace Prater with 8 points on the night. 39-25, Vilonia up. 4:43 left in the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Yates on the right side. Yates takes a screen from Waymeyer, throws up top to Wilbur. Wilbur picks up a dribble, throws up top to Yates. Yates rolls to the right side. Now she's going down to the lane. She's going to go in for the layup, off the glass and in. Ashton Yates in double figures with 11 points. 39-27, Vilonia up. 4:14 left to play in the third. Here's Patterson with it. She's going to drill down into the lane. Now kicks out on the left side to Prater. Prater drills to the top, gets it there to Floyd. Over on the left side to Mears. Mears will dribble up near the top. Throws over on the left side to Patterson. Patterson will dribble up near the top. Throws over to Mears on the right. Now Floyd has it there on the wing. Floyd gives it to Prater now. Back to Floyd. Now up top to Patterson. Over to Mears on the left. Mears will dribble up to the top. 3:35 left in the third. Ball goes over to Cash on the right. Up top to Floyd. All right, she pass was actually goes off of her face. Emma Wilbur chases down the steal. Back on the Lady Bombers. It just kind of hit Floyd there on the side of the head. The ball did. And Mount Holmes able to chase down a loose ball. Here is Yates with it up top. 39-27, Lady Eagles up. Yates dribbling on the right side. Now going down to the elbow, going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good, but a late foul call. And Ashton Yates going back to the free throw line with 3:03 left to play in the third. Clara Grace Prater picks up her first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against Vilonia here in the second half. Yates' first free throw is up. No good. Kenzie Floyd checking out of the game, being replaced by Madeline Tipton. One more free throw to shoot for Ashton Yates. Second shot is up and good. She gets one of two on this trip. She now has 12 points. 39-28, Valonia up. About 3 minutes left of this third quarter. Patterson into the front court. Finds Tipton in the lane by herself for the layup. Good. Madeline Tipton with 5 points on the night. 41-28, Lady Eagles up. 2:45 left in the third. Gilbert met by a double team in the backcourt. Gives it to Yates, who gets it across the timeline. Yates dribbling on the right side. Now goes it to the top. Gives it there to Gilbert. Ball goes over to Yates on the left. 2-3 zone for Bologna. Cross court to Norcross on the right. She's going to try for the three-pointer, and she gets it. Annie Norcross with her first 3 points of the night. 41-31, Bologna up. 2:20 left in the third. Patterson with it. She'll throw it to Mears up near the top. Mears going to drill down to the lane. Blown by a bunch of defenders, but can't get the layup. Waymire gets the rebound, and back come the Lady Bombers with it. Ball goes to Yates, who gets it across the timeline. Yates going into the lane. She's going to be fouled on the way up, and another two-shot opportunity for Aston Yates with 1:59 left to play in the third. They're going to get Ashlyn Cash with her second personal foul. 15th foul against Valonia here in the second half. So Ashlyn Yates back at the free throw line. She has 12 points so far. Emma Wilbur checking out of the game as she'll be replaced. Oh, no, they're going to call that on the floor. I take that back. I thought they were calling that on the shot. So Mount Olin inbound with 1:59 left to play in the third quarter as they trail by 10. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert on the left side. Down to Norcross in the corner. Thought about three. Now she'll throw it up top to Jackson. Over to Yates on the right. Yates will dribble up toward the top. Gives it back to Gilbert, who will reset the offense. Over to Yates on the right. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill to the free throw line. Kicks over to Jackson. Over to Norcross. She's going to try for another three in the corner. This one will not go. And the rebound is chased down by Cash. She will give it to Prater, who's going to go back quickly the other way for the layup, and she gets it. Claire Grace Prater now in double figures with 10 points. 43-31. Lady Eagles up with 1:24 left in the third. Kay Jackson met by a double team in the backcourt. Gives it to Gilbert. Now into the front court it goes to Yates. Anton will break the press. Ball goes up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane. Tries to throw it to Waymire. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Valonia. And it will be Lady Bomber basketball with 1:08 left in the third. Karen Mullen checking back in for the Lady Bombers as she will replace Kay Jackson. And for Valonia, Lainey White's going to come back in as Lainey Mears takes a seat. 43-31, Lady Eagles up. Mullen will inbound the ball on the baseline. Throws it to Waymire on the left wing, down to Gilbert in the corner, to Yates just outside the lane. She's going to put up the turnaround jumper. It bounces around, will not go, and the rebound is controlled by the Lady Eagles. Back quickly comes Tipton into the front court, dribbles to the left side. He gives it there to White. Down to 50 seconds left of the period. White will dribble up to the top. Now goes over to the right side. Now she's going down toward the free throw line, kicks out to Tipton, down to Patterson in the corner, over to White. White dribbles down toward the corner. Now goes back out, throws it back out to Patterson. Down to 30 seconds left of the period. Patterson takes the screen. Now she's going to go down into lane, and she's going to be fouled before any layup attempt. They're going to call on the floor with 26 seconds left in the third. Lauren Waymire picks up her fourth personal foul. That is the 13th foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. It'll be Prater inbounding the ball on the baseline for the Lady Eagles. Gets in to White on the left side. Cross court to Tipton on the right. Down to Cat. Tries to throw it down to Cash. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Annie Norcross with 21 and a half seconds left. Annie Norcross picks up her second personal foul. That's the 14th foul against the Lady Bombers. Waymire is going to check out the game, being replaced by Emma Wilbur. Lainey Mears comes back in for Valonia as Lainey White takes a seat. 43-31, Valonia up. Mears inbounds it to Prater up top. Prater just dribbling. Looks like they're going to hold for the last shot of the period, down to 10 seconds. Now tries to throw it to Cash. Was knocked away, but Cash does get it back. Now Patterson has it. She's going into the lane for the layup, and she gets it. And that's the way this third quarter is going to go in, as Patterson now has 5 points. Our score at the end of three, Valonia leading Mountain Home 45-31. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.